State Rep. Julie Alexander on the hotline here today. Good morning, Julie.
Well, good morning, Greg.
What's going on? Where are you at?
I am downtown Jackson at the Chamber of Commerce legislative update with Representative Leitner. So I was committed from that 7:30 to 8:30 time, so I just stepped out there to come over here and quick to a private room and give you a call.
So what did you tell him?
Oh, I told him I wish I was still in Lansing. I wish I would have been there all night, because that would have meant we were coming to some solutions, and we're not quite there yet. So we are back home in district. I'm looking forward to a full day. That piece is good, but, you know, we still need to come to some solutions that to help make whole the 147 vetoes and the $1 billion that the governor took out of the budget.
What's the holdup, Julie?
You know, Greg, how many years have you been married? How many kids do you have? It's hard to get everyone to agree, right? Come to conclusions and find those solutions. And it's just taking a little time.
Well, if you put it that way, yeah.
I mean, your wife is a saint after all, right? I know my husband is. So,
absolutely.
You know, everybody has their own opinion, and we need to find solutions. And we continue to make progress. We absolutely are making progress, but it's the way the budget came down this last year puts us in a very unique situation. I mean, $1 billion was taken out, 147 vetoes, the use of the administrative board has put us in a position where we need to be solving some of those bigger pieces first.
Hey, from this end, it's been kind of a funny week, because you hear one story one day and a different story the next day.
Absolutely. And that's the way it really happens in Lansing. That's why it's so important that everyone reach out to us as legislators. We want to hear your voices. But quite often, one of the first things I ask is, what legislation are you looking at that you don't want me to vote for, that you support or you don't support?
Right.
Have you read the recent amendments? Because quite often things are moving so quickly. I'm so appreciative of our Jackson County commissioners. They reached out to us this last week and said there is legislation in front of you. It has to do with dissolving road commissions and allowing other counties to move them into a state department. It went through the entire process. It gets right to the very end, and an amendment was inserted, which would be financially detrimental to counties. And them bringing it to our attention, that last-minute insertion, it's important that everyone's on their toes and paying attention.
What would that mean, the state taking over all roads?
No, it would just simply give counties the opportunity to take a road commission and dissolve that road commission and allow a county to turn it into a department.
Okay.
Obviously, exactly what we have done here in Jackson.
Right,
it would
right.
just allow other communities to do so also.
Okay.
And when we went through that process, that legislation actually ended. There was a sunset date on it. So the proposed legislation simply allows that to happen again in the future. However, as that legislation, as simple as it sounded, gets to the very near end, something was inserted in there that is financially detrimental to a county agency. So, again, it's one of the many pieces going on, and simply what we're paying attention to in Lansing.
Sure. So will you be available today, Julie?
Absolutely, I am. I have office hours later today. I am trying to think. I believe it's from 3 to 4 I have office hours here at the County Tower Building. In addition, I'm heading over to Andy's place to meet with the Reisner and the Hurst family here later this morning to talk about, the proposal. Obviously, everything is as a standstill right now. The one-time funding for the $750,000 that was needed for the security system in place, because the governor took that out of her budget, everything is at a standstill there. So meeting with that family then, working on some other ag issues, meeting with some constituents on a variety of other issues, and just continue to be in district. So again, that piece is good. We will continue to work with our other projects as well.
So how's Sarah doing?
Sarah's doing just fine. She's the appropriations person. She goes through, she has that background. She also has criminal justice background. So we passed some legislation this last week through the House. It will work its way through the process on expungement or set-asides. So individuals that had been found guilty of misdemeanors and or felonies many, many years ago and meet certain criteria may eventually have that record, criminal record, set aside so that when they go to apply for a job, that may not come in front, may not be used in stuff. So meeting with the business owners here at the chamber this morning, I hear their concerns. I hear they want that information. They want an individual's background known to them, especially maybe they're in the healthcare workforce and they're sending, you know, their employees into someone's home. They want that information. So balancing between that piece of it and mistakes maybe a young person made early on in their life, that is a simple, innocent experience they had that's now been taken care of. They have served their sentence. So in many incidents, especially with our new marijuana laws, there will be opportunities in some cases for that expungement or set-aside to take place. Some say it did not go far enough, that we should have gone a lot farther. But again, it's about finding that right balance.
So we saw you last night, Party for a Cause. That was quite an event.
Absolutely. That was very impressive. When I think my walk away, when my husband and I were walking out to the car as we were leaving to go home, and he said to me, I didn't realize the Y Center impacted our Jackson community in the way I learned tonight, right? You hear the stories, you see the impact, and especially for families that, you know, may not be able to afford any other type of workout opportunities and that physical rehabilitation is so important, and the network that's in place there at the Y Center. So the fundraising efforts last night were not only enjoyable, but it serves a very good cause for our Jackson community.
Well, that was quite, I thought you and, when I left, you and Jeff were dancing, weren't you?
Oh my goodness, you did see us out there. Well, hey, your generation was playing, and that was some good old 70s
music.
We couldn't resist.
Yeah, they were excellent. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Greg. You too.
Take care. State Rep. Julie Alexander.